Hare Krishna. For our guests, I again want to repeat loud.
If you
require a Croatian translation,
it's
all at this loudspeaker in the middle of the
tent.
Where Anandini sits. Hare Krishna. Dobro došli, Anandini. You just came with a cloud from Rav? Welcome. So those who require the translation,
please go there.
There was once a French scientist and philosopher called Blaise Pascal, who said something very significant. He said all the miseries of men come from his being unable to sit quiet in a room and be alone. The idea here is that if your mind becomes quiet and silent, you can listen to the real things,
čuti istinske stvari.
No longer the false stories.
Nećete više slušati lažne priče.
One philosopher whom I read,
Pythagoras,
he said, say something better than silence.
Reči nešto je bolje nego ostati tih.
Because he understood, say something better than silence.
A reci nešto bolje od tišine.
Od tišine, yes. Because, you know,
zato što
we have so much problems with this mind, constantly talking, it's 60,000 thoughts a day to us. I have now the right psychological number. You think 60,000 thoughts a day,
and
most of them are all the same,
Biljana,
every day, the same old story.
Ista stara priča.
You think of schedules.
Mislite na rasporede.
You think of your three meals.
Mislite na svoje tri obroka.
You not you, Biljana, but the conditioned soul thinks of his or her sexual fantasies. About how he or,
tome,
or she is not appreciated enough.
Kako ljudi ne cijene
and
dovoljno,
in this way, there are 60,000 thoughts a day, which are all the same and which are not helpful. Therefore,
su sve
in the philosophical schools of the East,
silence,
silencia is the dream.
To je san.
But I want to say, like Pythagoras, say something better than silence.
Reci nešto bolje od tišine.
And that are prayers.
A to su molitve.
Welcome to the seminar on prayers.
Dobrodošli na ovaj seminar o molitvi.
Go now into a very important section of the Kapanya Panjika.
Kapanya Panjika
is a glorification of
Krishna's
different qualities, his lusta, but more than anything,
ali više od bilo čega drugoga,
his incredible mercy.
Nevjerojatne
milosti. There is a prayer to this quality within Krishna.
Ovoj Krishninoj,
o Krishna,
kvaliteti ili odlici.
My heart becomes frustrated when I hear of the difficult sadhanas which your devotees have done in the old times. I am not Shukadev.
Ja nisam Shukadev.
Nor am I Ambarish.
Niti sam pak Ambarish.
Because I have not much devotion.
Nemam baš previše devocije.
So when I hear how they meditated, how they did different marathons, like speaking the Bhagavatam for 7 days without sleeping, I feel frustrated. I can't do that.
Isfrustriram, jer ne mogu to postići.
Ali!
Ali!
Međutim! Ivica, I'm learning Croatian. Ich lerne Kroatisch, Ivica. When I hear from the scriptures in the sadhu that you have the quality of the samilost in your heart, compassion, which flows like waves,
koja teče poput valova,
to everyone,
do svak
Brahma, down to the insignificant end,
pa sve do najbeznačajnijeg mrava.
When I hear about this mercy which you have,
milosti,
then my heart gets cool,
onda moje srce
and pacified,
se umiri I olakša.
I believe Krishna's greatest demonstration of mercy is when he accepts a devotee even without this devotee having many qualities. When he thinks, oh, my devotee is trying his best. He is what he is.
Najbolje što može. On je ono što
but
je.
He tries his best.
Pokušava
let me accept
sve od sebe.
His endeavors.
Prihvatit ću zato njegove napore.
And let me show him my mercy.
Ukazat ću mu svoju milost.
So that he can try better.
Može se još više truditi.
I believe it is this quality in Krishna which is so wonderful.
To što je tako.
I want to remind you of this old story of the Brahmana and the prostitute. There was this scholar, the Brahmana, who lived next to a prostitute. And he watched her at work. Whenever a new person came into the house of the prostitute, the Brahmana thought, too much! Ah! And he rolled a stone before the house of the prostitute to show her how abominable she was. The prostitute, on the other hand, was not a very learned person. She was just a simple woman. She couldn't earn her earnings in any other way. Because, as we say in German, she had two left hands. Not practical. Like me. I also have two left hands. So, but she prayed to Krishna. Nasi dragi god gospodin. Please be merciful
molim
to
te,
me.
Budi milosti prema meni.
And when she would receive these
kada
men
primala te muškarce,
and would take their money
I uzimala njihov novac,
for the services she rendered to
za
them,
usluge koje
she would
ponudila,
think, my dear Lord,
onda je mislila, dragi gospodine,
I know it's not good.
Znam da nije dobro.
Maybe I should go and
možda trebam ići negdje
and clean people's houses.
I čistiti ljude, or, kuće ljudima.
Grow some potatoes on the field.
Ili uzgajati krumpire na
polju. But what to do? I am so impractical.
Ali tako sam nepraktična.
This is all I know.
Ovo je sve što znam.
Please forgive me.
Molim te prosti me.
So the time came.
I onda je došlo vrijeme.
When both the Brahmana was getting increasingly angry.
Koji je sve više, čije ljutnja sve više narastala.
Left their bodies. And both of them as souls went in the direction of Vaikuntha. Now before the spiritual world,
Vaikuntha,
there's a gate and there are gatekeepers. They use spears to take care that those who are not qualified
don't enter.
No one can go through these gates of Vaikuntha with physical force, with bribing, or whatever. The spears only lift for you and make way for you if your heart is full of devotion. So both the prostitute and the brahmana came to this gate, and the prostitute passed through the gate. Stop, stop, čekaj, čekaj, said the brahmana. A little mistake.
Napravili ste grešku.
You can't see now because she on the soul there's no šminka, but she was a prostitute.
Ali ne možete vidjeti, pošto duša ne nosi šminku, ali ona je bila prostitutka.
She was impossible.
Nemoguća žena.
I counted.
Brojao sam.
How many immoral men came to her?
Koliko je nemoralnih samo ljudi, muškaraca došlo do nje.
But the Vaikuntha Dutas, the messenger said, no, the Lord has ordered us that she should pass and you should stay.
Proći, a ti ostati.
Why?
Ali zašto?
Why such a mistake?
Zašto takva greška?
Yes, because she was thinking of Krishna. And you were thinking of sexual život.
Na seksualni život.
Hare Krishna. So Krishna,
dakle, Krishna
accepts
prihvaća
the endeavors of the devotee. And especially he is pleased when the devotee tries to think of him. My dear devotees, here is where Krishna looks at you. How much do you think of him? Because it is only from the thoughts which you place on Krishna that good Krishna conscious actions will come. When a devotee never thinks of Krishna, or never prays to Krishna, or never is alone with Krishna, pouring his heart out to Krishna, then his activities could be mechanical. Activities of the body. The activities of the body must always be carried by the activities of the mind. Otherwise, the bodily activities can be absent-minded and have no meaning for the devotee who does them.
Kakvog značenja za baktu koji ih izvršava.
So,
i tako,
Krishna's mercy is especially seen when he accepts the endeavors of his devotee,
svojih bakta, svoga bakta,
especially when the devotee tries to think or meditate about him.
Ili
in a little while we will attempt to meditate about Krishna, and maybe Krishna will be so pleased that you will all see him in your heart. Hare Krishna. In the third section of Rupa Goswami's prayer, Rupa Goswami has described himself as being very unqualified. He has said, although I am not worthy to receive your mercy, please be merciful to me. And he has said, although I don't have even the smallest shadow of pure devotion, because you are the master of playful transcendental pastimes, please be merciful to me. And then he says, people who are playful, like children, are often merciful to those who are unqualified. Even a child can give a drunkard your 100 euro note here, because the child doesn't consider if the drunkard is very qualified. So he's always playful and funny, and take for my father 100 euros.
Evo od mog oca ovih 100 €. Da, zaista
za mene. Dobro. Yes. So here Krishna is addressed as a playful person.
Krishna, znači, Krishna se,
who does not consider so much who is qualified or not,
ne,
he's in this play.
Previše, ko je
please,
ne, on se igra.
Give mercy.
Molim te, daj mi
now I want to ask you,
sada vas želim zapitati,
what do you consider is more efficient in your spiritual life? Your own endeavors or Krishna's mercy?
Što smatrate da donosi više efekta u vaš duhovni život?
Krishna's milost. It is very clear.
Ili Krishna milost. Puno, jako je jasno da je da
our own
Krishna
endeavors
milost ima
are very small.
Naši osobni napori su vrlo sitni.
What can we do?
Što možemo
you're
mi
so
napraviti? Tako smo slabi.
So thirsty.
Tako žedni.
And diverted.
I
so
pažno nam,
if you want to have Krishna's mercy, you should
ako
go to the places where Krishna's mercy resides. You must know that just like a rich man who often goes with only little money in his pockets, but who keeps his money deposited in banks and charitable institutions, Krishna also goes with
na sličan način
has invested his mercy at some places where you can get it very easily. If you would go to a rich man on the street and ask him for money, he would say, I only have 10 euros with me here because I want to buy an ice cream today and that's all. But if you want my support, please go to this charitable institution. I write to you a little note that you should get money, and this charitable institution can give you 100,000 euros, no problem. I have once met a rich man who directed me to one of his institutions, and yes, I was able to get a substantial amount of Lakshmi for our Goloka Dham temple. So Krishna also has invested his mercy in certain places, and Rupa Goswami has identified some of these places where you can find Krishna's mercy for us. Would you like to know these places?
Jai
Gopal? Yeah? Well, one is in the hands of his pure devotees. There is a lot of mercy of Krishna. Krishna's mercy. If you go directly to Krishna and say, Krishna, I am your devotee, you should give me mercy, Krishna will not accept you. He will say, no, you have nothing. Krishna says so in the Adi Purana. One who says he is directly my devotee is not my devotee, but one who is the devotee of my devotee. Wow!
He
is my devotee.
Taj je moj bhakta.
The other source where I feel there's a lot of mercy waiting for us is in the most merciful avatar of Krishna, whose name is Gaurahari Joyashochinonono Gaurahari Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupa Goswami had once prayed to Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu
like this.
На следующий ночь.
We are the most fallen.
Мы смо найпали.
Please, therefore, show us your mercy.
Укажи нам свою милость.
Because if you give your mercy to the most fallen, your mercy is most successful. Let the power of your mercy be exhibited throughout the entire universe. Indeed, we are like a petuljak, a dwarf, who wants to capture the moon. although we are completely unfit,
nedostojni,
a desire to receive your mercy
da dobijemo tvoju milost,
is awakening within our minds.
Unutar naših umova.
Another very, very important agent of mercy is Krishna's very dear devotee,
Vrindadevi.
Vrindadevi, you must know, is standing on the threshold to the kingdom of love. What is threshold?
Prague,
yes. Like the Czechoslovakia. Prague, yes. Vrindadevi stands at the Prague,
na Pragu,
to the kingdom of God.
Kraljevstvo Božje.
And only if Vrindadevi recommends you,
ukoliko vas ona preporuči,
you can come to Krishna.
Možete doći Krishna.
Therefore in Vrindavan,
stoga u Vrindavanu,
and outside the Vrindavan, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas always beg this most dear devotee,
Shrimati
Vrindadevi, to give us mercy.
Im podari milost.
There was once
jednom,
a very atheistic farmer
nastrojen,
who lived
radnik,
next to
koji živio
a devotee. Now this devotee thought, how can I help my atheistic neighbor? One day he had an idea. He said, on your land, so many tulsi plants, Vrindadevi plants, grow. Could you maybe bring me two? I need them for my puja.
The
farmer said. He's such a religious fanatic. He thinks by worshiping a plant,
misli da obožavajući biljku, milost.
But he is a dobro osoba.
Ali dobar čovjek je.
A little foolish.
Malo budalas.
But a dobro osoba.
Ali dobar.
So the next day he decided to bring two tulasi plants on his bullock cart to the Vaishnava neighbor, to the devotee.
Do svog Vaishnava susjeda.
Now this day happened to be the day of his death. And the agent of his death, a black cobra snake, was informed by the Yamadutas to become activated. So when the farmer went to the two tulasi plants, the snake came closer to him. And finally, the snake hit under the tulasi, and the farmer started to dig around the
tulasi.
At this moment, the messengers of death came to the snake and said, bite! Ugrizi. Snake said, ja znam.
A zmija rekla, ja znam.
I'm sorry, I'm so much in the story, but she couldn't bite. The auspicious influence of the
tulasi
was almost like an impenetrable wall. Bite!
Ugrizi ga!
Can't!
Ne mogu.
Finally, the farmer,
konačno
zemljeradnik, who didn't see the snake,
koji nije mogao vidjeti,
took the tulsi plant in a bag,
biljku, u vrećicu,
and the snake went inside
iz nje je ušlo unutra,
for a second opportunity.
Da bi drugu šansu zadobila.
So then the farmer went to the Vaishnava and said, here are your tulasi plants. The farmer said, no, the Vaishnava said, today Tulasi Devi has saved your life. I'm so happy.
spasila
God said život. The Father, I didn't
sretan.
Come here to hear a religious preaching.
No,
said the Vaishnava, today is the day of your death.
Je dan tvoje smrti.
The Vaishnava said, the farmer said, no.
A zemljoradnik je rekao, ne.
Yes, and the snake
da,
is in the bag.
Je u ovoj vreći,
the snake
u ovoj
who, want, who was sent to kill you.
Zmija koja je
not possible,
da
said
te
the
ubije.
Farmer.
Then
moguće, grab into your bag, said
onda,
the Vaishnava.
Onda, stavi ruku
the
u tu vreću.
Man did so.
I čovjek je to uradio.
When he grabbed into the bag, he took his hand out, and there was a black cobra snake around his hand, looking down on him.
Na njegovoj ruci, gledajući ga od
zbog. Bite, said the Yamadutas.
Yamaduti su rekli, ugrizi ga.
I can't.
Ne mogu.
This is how merciful Tulsi Devi is.
Tako je, toliko je milostivo Tulsi Devi.
You can see when you plant a tulasi and you water her regularly, Krishna has given tremendous potency. Especially when you want to visit Vrindavan. Like I heard this morning, a young pilgrim from Dalmatia is getting ready to visit Vrindavan. You should get a picture of Tulasi Devi and pray to her. Please show me the real Vrindavan. Please give me eyes. Bhaktihina, I have no bhakti
ja
in my
bhakti
heart. Please give me the eyes of bhakti, the eyes of devotion.
And
Tulsi Devi is powerful
Devi
enough to give us this type of eyes or this type of mercy. Tulsi Devi is very, very merciful, because she has been invested with mercy by Lord Krishna.
Uložena milost gospodina Krishna.
When you want to advance in your spiritual life, my dear devotees, you need to have an investment of mercy. And the more investment you have collected from the powerful agents of mercy, the further you will go in your spiritual life. It is a great mistake of the Western mind that you think that by your own endeavors you can progress and advance in your life. It is a mistake. By your own endeavors, you can reach those areas which are possible for you. But with your own endeavors, you cannot reach these areas which are impossible for you. See, we all have some areas in our lives where we have not yet been, which are possible for us to reach by the law of karma. We can explore these. And therefore, things like self-help, things like psychology can be very important and very helpful to help us go beyond our granitas into areas where we cannot go so easily. However, for every one of us, even for Arnold Schwarzenegger, there is a granica which he cannot cross. I have heard that. Do you know Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Da li znate Arnolda Schwarzeneggera?
Oh, Schwarzenegger. Saranandi knows him.
Saranandi.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger. Thank you, Saranandi. Was a very weak man.
Je bio jako slabić. Jako slabašan čovjek.
Like Veera Chandra and me.
Veera Chandra i mene.
Very weak.
Jako slab.
Now one day someone slapped him.
Nekoga je pljusnuo.
And he was so weak.
On je bio tako slabašan.
He could only cry. Then he decided, this is how I have heard it in his own autobiography. Then he went, then he saw a fitness club.
Onda je vidio ovaj teretanu.
And he decided,
I odlučio je,
in 4 months,
za 4 mjeseci,
I will look like King Kong.
Izgledat ću poput King Konga.
Yes,
da.
I have heard his autobiography.
To je iz njegove vlastite autobiografije.
And he trained morning and evening.
Vježbao je danju I noću.
And in the night.
Da, ujutro, uvečer I po noću.
He ate all kinds of gills and everything.
Sve vrste što je, sve što je potrebno.
Oh, I don't know what you take, but something.
Ne znam što to se uzima.
Some hormonski injekcijs.
Hormonski injekcije uzimao.
And made a lot of exercise.
Jako puno jako je puno vježbao.
And then he became very strong, Mr. Universe, I have heard, Mr. Universe. But now he is getting older.
Ali sada već on stari.
His karmic border was Mr. Universe.
Karmička granica.
But he can't go further now to become Mr. Immortal.
Da bi postao Mr. Besmrtnik.
Not possible.
To nije moguće.
Not with all the muscle gills.
Sa svim tim sredstvima za razvijenje mišića.
Not possible.
To nije moguće.
By mercy,
ali milošću,
and blessing,
I blagoslovom,
you can go further.
Možete ići dalje.
The first thing which happens when you get blessings is that those spiritual things which are sleeping in you, these seeds, these bijas of possibilities are activated by blessings. Every one of us has unlimited spiritual potencies because we are an eternal soul. And if a great soul blesses us, these become activated.
Te moći se aktiviraju.
The second thing which happens when you derive blessing is that when you are on the spirit, when you are on some spiritual platform, by blessings you are maintained to stay there.
Omogućeno vam je da se zadržite.
Often when we, as long as we are in the material world, we may reach a certain spiritual platform, but then we lose it again. Do you know this in your life?
You're
here for some moment and then
dođete gore na određeno vrijeme I onda opet
Budi dubak, but not budu, but then you go dubak, not budi dubak.
Znači, ne budi dubok, već idete duboko.
Yes,
padnete duboko.
You really fall dubak.
Zaista padnete duboko.
So, blessings can keep you on the spiritual platform.
Održavati na duhovno.
So your potential becomes activated and you are kept there.
Možete se tamo
and
zadržati.
By the powerful potency of blessings,
moći, znači,
you also lose your attachment to the material world and get your attachment to Krishna. This is what blessings can afford. All endeavors can't do that. All endeavors can't really release or free your spiritual potential. All endeavors cannot always keep you on the spiritual platform because the gravitational force of Maya is very strong. And own endeavors can also not make you detached and attached to Krishna. You need mercy or blessings for this. And that's why Rupa Goswami now directs us in his prayer to the most powerful agent of mercy. Would you like to know this? The most powerful. He says, although I am the lowest and you are the highest, although I am a fool and you are the greatest philosopher, although I am wicked, but you, Krishna, are the most saintly, and although I am committed to offenses when I think of you,
iako ja izvršim uvrede kada
still
mislim na tebe,
king and queen,
još ipak kralju i kraljice.
If you think that I ever have chanted your holy name,
pjevao vaše sveto
ime, even only a shadow of your holy name,
sam čak izgovorio i samu sjenu,
then on the strength of my chanting,
onda u ime moga
please
mantranja,
take me to
molim
you.
Molim vas, uzmete me k sebi.
The holy name,
sveto ime,
when you chant it,
kada ga
my dear devotees, is extremely powerful.
Je vrlo, vrlo moćno.
Even if you only chant it
samo
while you try to avoid offenses,
uvrede.
In other words, you are not yet full of love when you chant. You will see that all your anattas will slowly disappear. But if you want to really chant, you need to know a secret. A secret of chanting which is revealed by Sanatana Goswami, the brother of Rupa Goswami. He has said that only a devotee who chants from the heart reaches with his chanting the heart of Krishna. If you only chant with the tongue, you will reach the ear of Krishna, and Krishna will take note. Yes, he chants. Yes, she chants. Radha Kripa has chanted today. But if Radha Kripa would chant today with her heart fully taking shelter at Radha and Krishna's lotus feet, Krishna would hear it in his heart. Sanatana Goswami has said we should follow two birds, the examples of two birds, the Chataka bird and the Chakravaki bird. The Chataka bird is a bird who has made the decision, I will not drink water which has touched the earth. I will only go to heavenly water, to sky water. And in this way, the Chataka bird waits for the sun to be covered by a cloud and then drink from that cloud. It's said the plaintive call of the Chataka, which sounds like Priya Priya, my dear one, my dear one, resounds on a cloudless day of the rainy season.
You know,
in a distressed way, the Chataka bird calls out, oh, I need you so much, Priya, Priya, my dear rain cloud, I am so thirsty. Oh, Krishna. I'm also a little thirsty.
Ja sam također pomalo žedan.
Sorry. A little uncultured today. So, also, you have to make this decision. I don't want any longer so much the things of the world. What I want is the things of the paradise, of the Krishna paradise, of the spiritual world. Now, there's an information for you. It's not that the spiritual world is here, up there, and here on the world are only material things. Krishna is also in the world. When you practice Yukta Vairagya, that is, you take the things of this world and offer them to Krishna, they are very, very powerful spiritual agents, because whatever comes in contact with Krishna, that is becoming spiritual. Offer your relationships to Krishna. Offer your food to Krishna. Offer your thoughts to Krishna. Offer your problems to Krishna. Krishna, I'm trying to surrender, but I have this health problem. What can I do?
sad na.
Can you please take care of this?
Molim te se pobrinuti za to.
Offer everything to Krishna. And you will find Krishna everywhere.
I svugdje ćete nalaziti na Krishnu.
So this is the mood in which a devotee should chant. He wants only things where Krishna is present. He wants only relationships where Krishna is present. He wants only food where Krishna is present. He wants only songs where Krishna is present. He wants only a life where Krishna is present. Because he knows only when I have something which is connected with Krishna can I be satisfied. I want to do one thing to you with you. I want to try something with our Sunčica and Antonia and Anurada. I want to explain some
objasniti
from the Ananda Chandrika.
Određeni nektar iz Ananda Chandrike.
I want to show you a pastime
zabavu
in which
u kojoj
Krishna
Krishna
reaches Radharani by the help of an associate of Radharani. See, what I have explained today to you is that you can reach Krishna only by His mercy, and His mercy is deposited or invested in these powerful personalities like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Holy Name, His associates Vrindadevi. And I will now want to read to you a pastime how Krishna is Himself trying to go through someone who has the mercy to bring him to Radharani. Now, I don't know, it's the first time that we try it. Are we confident to do it? You don't really know what is.
Ne znate zaista što...
We can try.
Ali možemo pokušati.
I think let us better make a rehearsal because both of you are masters of music. And no, you are professor of clarinet. No, we should try it. We will make a little other music.
Neku drugu muziku ćemo pustiti.
One Srimati
Radharani
went to Vishaka.
Otišla do Vishaki.
And she said,
Vishaka,
you are my second self. You are both clever and you know how to talk very wisely. Therefore, today you must talk in such a way that Krishna becomes attached to me.
Krishna se veže za mene.
You go and pick flowers at a place where Krishna will surely pass by.
Pored koga će Krishna sigurno proći.
You just talk about my good qualities to your girlfriends.
Svojim prijateljicama.
Then Krishna will come and say, oh, my dear clever girls, about whom are you talking? Then you should say, oh, Madhava, is there no place in Vrindavan where we can meet in peace and you are not there? We are talking about she who has the best qualities, who is the best person.
Osoba na svijetu.
then Krishna will say, can I also listen? I have a very confidential relationship to her. Then Radharani says to Vishakha, you must say no. Get out of here, Madhava. There is such a vast difference between you and her. You are a cheetah, and she is devoted to her husband. You are whimsical, and she is very steady. You are impious and she is devoted to the devatas. And you are so dirty after herding the cows. And she takes three baths a day. And Krishna says, oh Vishakha, you don't know about my good qualities. Everyone here, Vrindavan, says I'm meeting with the gopis and therefore am not chaste. But do you know that the saint Dovasha has called me a brahmachari? And you have said that I'm not steady, that is, I cannot stay with one devotee. Yes, I have many devotees I have to go and visit. But I am also steady at the same time. For 7 days, without moving a little bit, I have steadily lifted the Govardhan Hill. This is how steady I am. You have said she worships the devatas, and I don't worship. This is not right. Everyone knows that I'm initiated by Baguri Muni, my priest, in a mantra. Now, it's a fact. Krishna was initiated in the mantra Om Namo Narayanaya. But when he started to chant it, he had a difficulty. His difficulty was that you can only worship someone who is superior to you, but Narayan is not superior to Krishna. Krishna is superior to Narayan. So whenever Krishna goes in the morning in the temple and sits down, he doesn't chant Om Namo Narayanaya. He chants Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Radhe, Radhe. This is the secret mantra of Krishna. So I'm initiated, said Krishna. Very qualified. So they discuss like this, and Radha then says, Madhava, but how will you meet Srimati? Vishakha should then say to Krishna, but how will you meet Krishna? She is just so difficult to see. Radharani has been searched for by the Vedas and the greatest saints and even the devotees in the Astra summer camp, but they have not reached her full darshan. How will you get her? Then Krishna says, I will do one thing. I will put a deity of the sun god in the cave in Govardhan, because Radharani is also Banu Nandini, the daughter of the sun, and she will worship the sun. So therefore she will come to this newly installed cave temple and worship. And then I will meet her before this temple. This one is my plan. So Krishna makes such a plan. He makes a temple so that his beloved Radharani can come and worship the sun and meet her. So you can see how even Krishna goes to Vishakha to get the meeting with Radharani. This is a very important point. If you want to meet Krishna, you must go to those persons who are dear to Krishna and who hold the mercy of Krishna in them. This is a very important rule. And Rupa Goswami has prayed to Lalita, Vishaka, to Subal, and so on. And now, in text 28 to 33, he will get the divine darshan of Radha and Krishna. The art of prayer is to prepare your heart in such a way that your heart becomes a clean mirror where the divine couple can appear. Prayers do this. They polish the surface of the heart so that the heart becomes totally pure and that you see Radha and Krishna in the heart. But there's an important knowledge. Radha and Krishna will not be reflected on your heart. Radha and Krishna will come from within the mirror. They will come outside. They will bathe in the lake of the heart. There will not be a projection from outside. See, when you have a mirror and you project a ray on it, then that is a projection which takes place there. The real Radha Krishna Darshan means that divine couple will appear in the lake of the heart. And when the divine couple appears in the lake of your heart will flow over the tears of ecstasy. Hare Krishna. We will hear a little about it. I will, just so that you come for tomorrow, I will just read to you one of these wonderful verses. Amalovang parimala kada parimalanvane anargena pramodena graname guna yashyati Ranya yeshyati kanome hangsa gunjita ganjanam manjulanking nu yuvayor manjira kalasan sinjitam. Rupa Goswami prays.
Se moli.
When will the time come?
Kada će doći vrijeme? Kada će doći
when
vrijeme?
I sit in the forest,
kada će sjediti u šumi?
And all of a sudden,
i odjednom,
my nose will be overwhelmed with the splendid fragrance of your transcendental body. When will the time come when I will hear the musical tinkling of your anklets, which excel the cooing of the swans in sweetness? And when will the time come when I will be in Vrindavan forest and I will see your footprints bearing a chariot wheel and other auspicious signs? When will I become mad with joy? O king and queen, whose lotus feet are the worshipable ultimate limit of all beauty, will you place these joyful festivals before my eyes?
Te radosne festivale postaviti ispred mojih očiju?
So this is the prayer. It's for indirect darshan. First, he wants to smell the fragrance of the Lord. Then he wants to hear the tinkling of the ankle bed. Then he wants to see in the forest of Vrindavan the footprints of Radha Krishna. And from that, these things which are still remote signs of Krishna's presence, Rupa Goswami will pray, and we will do this tomorrow, for the direct service of Radha and Krishna, because he makes a point very clear. You can only meet Radha and Krishna when you have an attitude of service in your heart. You cannot meet Radha and Krishna if you just want to smell, hear, and see them. Without a service attitude, you might be able to see some distant God realization, some God realization where God is a little bit in the distance. Also as the Brahman, for instance, or the Paramatma. But if you want Radha and Krishna personally, you will only get them with a service attitude. And this we will learn tomorrow.
Hare Krishna.
So I've come to the end. It's a powerful prayer, isn't it? There's so many powerful concepts in this prayer, and I really want to remind all of you, my dear devotees, that you please get a copy of this prayer by writing down your email at some place. Do we have this place already?
Adresu na određenom mjestu.
There will be a sign for you. Maybe where the notebook is in that area, or where? In the entrance of the
zapravo
tent.
Na ulazu u hram, u šator ćemo postaviti.
Krishna. Today we have gone a little over time, but I wanted to make one announcement. Tomorrow we will have the Nam Yagya 2008. Tomorrow
sutra
I request all of you to come in your best Krishna conscious mood.
I want to see
our Nam Yagya Mataji is here. We can talk briefly afterwards again. And we will make some decorations. Please come tomorrow. We will start at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow is Friday, right? Something special will come tomorrow. I'm very, very happy that you give me the opportunity to speak about Krishna. And I hope that you will, just by hearing it, get in your heart some good impressions how Krishna is.
See,
it's so important for us to go beyond the world of silence. Silence means when the world stops to speak to us, when our mind stops to speak to us. And then by prayers and by hearing directly about Krishna, we go beyond the world of silence. We get something more valuable than the talking of the mind.
Bez uma I bez,
so I will end here.
Zato ću sada
thank you very much, and let us again raise our hands.
Podignimo
jai, jai, si!